Well, good evening, everybody. My name's Cameron. I'm a recovering meth and opiate addict. And my sobriety day is April 24th, 2017. And it took me a long, hard road to get there. So I was born December 4th in Wichita, Kansas. Me, my mom, and dad moved back to Indiana when I was... I have to use this. My mind wanders so much. We lived in Kansas until I was about six. And then we moved to Warsaw. We moved to Warsaw, and my dad ended up leaving us. Well, Okay. Sorry. After my dad left, my mom met a guy. Then my stepdad, and he tried his hardest to be my best friend and everything, and I wasn't really with that. I was always in trouble in and out of school, having problems, wasn't good with schoolwork and everything. And well, he owned a boat marina, so my parents, they were never around. I stayed with my grandparents on the farm a lot when they were out doing shows and everything, boat shows and going to the factories and all that. Well, my grandparents, they passed away when I was 14, and I didn't take that very good because that's where I was always at all the time. I was always down there hunting and fishing and helping out with all the farm work. And it was my mom's foster parents at the time. I didn't know my real grandparents. And so I took that really hard because that was the only family I ever had. And so I ended up getting into it with my stepdad at the time. It's just things weren't just working out with me and him. And we ended up getting in a big argument. Well, he ended up throwing me and my mom out. Well, we ended up moving to Warsaw. And I was just the new guy in Warsaw. And I was trying to fit in. I started running with the gangs and all that. Well, I started smoking pot at the time, trying to deal with my grandparents and helping the farm put away and all that. And I just didn't take it very good. And so I tried to fit in with a different crowd. And it just, I ended up getting more and more in trouble until it landed me in... One night, I ended up stealing cars, and I got in trouble for it. And I ended up going on probation when I was a kid. Well, I thought I could do probation how I wanted, come and go as I wanted, and then probation officer said, and I ended up getting more in trouble in school for pot possession and all that. Well, hold on. Well, they gave me a choice. I could either... go to boys' school, or I can go to the group home in Knightstown. I tried to go to Knightstown, and that only lasted about a month before I got kicked out of there. So, come on. Well, after Knightstown, I went back home with my mom, and ended up getting caught stealing more cars. So I ended up going to boys' school. I spent 3 years in boys' school, I got out, and then my counselor there, they recommended me to go to a group home in Mishawaka after I finished my boys' school. I went there, and I got straight, and they diagnosed me with bipolar disorder. So they got me on medication, I started all that. Well, the funding for my program ran out, because it's through the state, so I had to move up back with my mom. And then I'm so nervous.
How'd you start working? How'd you come out?
Oh, yeah. Well, then I was 17 at the time when I got out of there. And I planned on working in a trailer factory. After 2 months working in a trailer factory, I hated the work and working like that because it's nonstop. Just go from the time you get there. You got to be there at 3 a.m. and there's no breaks, no lunch, no nothing. I just hated my life. I wanted to see my real dad's side of the family, and they lived in Kansas where I was born. So I moved back out to Kansas. I moved out there and met a girl and started drinking and doing drugs again. And that's when her family, they were bikers. And that's when I tried meth for the first time. And that was back in the 90s. And they had an old, and I just loved it. And it was the best thing I thought in the world. And I was in love. And I thought I was in love. I was a heavy meth addict for 25 years. I was booked into the county jail 32 times, and I went to prison 4 times, all on meth-related charges. And every time I went to prison, I was always in the gangs and doing the drugs and trying to be the cool guy, and it just never worked out for me. My mom always came into visits, and she was always there for me, and she always stood by my side no matter what. And she, you know, through all of this, she was always there, came and visited me when I was in the group homes and in and out of that. And I spent almost 12 years in and out of jails and prison. I got high one night and decided to steal a truck and break into a house, and I was arrested and put in jail. When I was in jail, Mom came and visited me, and she told me she was diagnosed with muscular cirrhosis. And man, that just broke my heart, because I was 35 at the time, and I just couldn't deal with this. My only family I ever had. And so that's when I decided I was going to get clean when I got out. That it was time to grow up and be a man. I wanted to prison for 4 years this last time, and when I was there, I ended up getting in more gang stuff and into the drugs out there. Well, my bunkie, he always had the Bible there with him, and he was always talking to me with the Bible. He's like, "Why don't you just come check this out?" So I told all the gang members, I was like, "I'm done with this shit. I'm sorry." And then they're like, "Well, we just can't have that." I was like, "Well, do you guys do what you got to do, because it's not for me anymore. Because I'm 35 years old, my mom's sick, and I have to do something about this." And my bunkie, he took me aside, and he had my back the whole time, and he helped me out through the whole thing. When I got out of prison, I went to a halfway house. My best friend called me. He's like, "Look, dude, this is what you can do. You can either go back to everything you want, down in Warsaw, running around the streets, doing meth, shooting up, making meth, all that nonsense, or you can come." I was at the 13-step house. He's like, "Why don't you just go check that out for 6 months, see if you like it." Well, I went there, and I did 6 months there, and it worked out for me. I was getting my license back. I was getting, you know, families letting me in the house, letting me come for, you know, Christmas meals and stuff. And I was starting to like it. Well, I completed the program there, and I got my own apartment, and I got, you know, I had everything going for me. And I was in my buddy at work. He was like, "Hey, you want to come check some, come to this party with me?" I was like, "All right." And I ended up getting high. Well, it only took, imagine, 3 weeks before everything just went completely to hell. Parole officers knocking on my door, wondering what's going on, and mom's wondering what's going on. Finally, I just came clean with my parole officer. I was like, "Look, dude, I slipped up." He's like, "Well, I'm going to put you in jail for 3 days, put you under investigation, and, you know, and then you can do whatever you need. You can go back to prison, or you can go back to the 13-step house." Although, I'm going to go back and try the 13-step house. Things were working good the first time. Maybe if I really want it, then I could do that. And he's like, "All right, we'll try that. But if you slip up, you're going to do all your backup time." I'm like, "Okay, I figured that." So I went back to the 13-step house, and I completed the program again. And I was there for almost two years, and I got out of the 13-step house, and then I went over to the Road Recovery, and they had a three-quarter house. And I talked to Chris there, and he's like, "Why don't you just come check this out? It's a three-quarter house. It'll help you, get ready to go back into society." I'm like, "All right." So I stayed there for a year. And it really worked out for me, being in that three-quarter house, because it helped me transition from where I was at and then to what I wanted to be. And it really, it really helped me out there. So that's my story. That's the best I got. Thanks.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
I've got a question for you. Would you recommend anybody here to say coming out of prison?
that would you recommend them sticking to the long-term program in a half house and go to a three-quarters house? What would you think about that? Would you recommend that to someone?
Only if they really wanted it. I had to wait till I really wanted it, you know, because I've tried the halfway houses before. I thought, well, maybe I'll just do this until parole, probation's over with. But I never really wanted it. I was just trying to, you know, skate by, so I'd be all paper and I'd have to take drug screens. And if it's something you really want and it's something that you think you really need, then that would be for somebody like that.
You know? Was it worthwhile for you?
Oh, yeah. Because as soon as I got out, you know, and I thought I could go and just do whatever I want again, and it never worked out. I really had to really want it, and I had to have a God in my life the whole time, you know, when I was there.
Did you have a fear of working, of thinking you could get a job and keep a job?
Yeah, I've always kept a job. I've had a job the whole life. But the jobs I had weren't like the one I have now, where I have random drug screens, or where I'm running heavy machinery all the time, or people around me. It's always been where I've been a contractor, where they give me a job, I go do it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Now I have the fear of losing my job now, and I got a house, I got my license back, I got back from my ex. Things, we've been together on and off 15 years, the whole 15 years, it was just total it wasn't the greatest, but now it's the greatest thing. We got dog and everything. I never even heard of a golden doodle before, and we just got one. It's the cutest thing, and I love that dog. And this is the best life I ever had. So,
all right, well, thank you.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
How's your relationship with God affected your sobriety?
I know if I didn't have God in my life, then I wouldn't. You know, my relationship with God is like my best friend. It's like somebody. If something's going wrong, I just talk to him about what's going on, you know, and then he just kind of shows me the way, if that makes sense. Yes, sir.
You said you and your stepdad had fallen out.
Yes.
How do you feel about him now? I don't know.
He contacted me when I turned 40, and we had a really long conversation. And I was like, sorry, dude, for the way I was. I was just really messed up about my grandparents, you know? And I turned to drugs.
Matured,
and I realized, you know, he was a good dude, you know? I was just being, you know.
Well,
what kind of advice would you give a young man just getting out of high school, just starting getting into drugs?
Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because you can have so much more in life. Like, I've worked since I've been out of prison, I've got a house, I've got my license, I got two vehicles, I got a boat, a dog, and all that. I could have had all this, you know, when I was 20, you know, and I could be buying houses and buying big, instead of waiting until I was 42 or whatever, you know.
All right, Shannon. Thank you.